brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. I am calling for the states. I'm calling for members of Congress, everybody to circulate their own bill of particulars dealing with the crimes of this administration and impeachable offenses. We need to issue a petition form. The executive wannabe dictator to be impeached. Let's not talk about starting impeachment proceedings. We need to list the bill of impeachment. That's what we'll call it at Infowars.com with our points in case people don't know all the stuff this president's done. I was sitting here thinking during the last few hours, during the breaks, about all the different things, that Obama has done that are completely unconstitutional. The secret orders on cybersecurity and telling Congress they can't see him, saying our troops are under UN control and that Congress has no authority over that. Now saying he'll sign executive orders on guns, lying to Congress, fast and furious, Congress not doing anything about it. I know Congress is bad, but it's their job to impeach this guy. Do it! Start it now! This is super creepy. You've got an armed-to-the-teeth, crazy government working for a bunch of foreign banks, training at all these military drills to kill role players in John Deere hats and overalls. And they practice killing grandpa, folks. I've been to the drills. I've shot video. You've seen them. Troops have called in. Yeah, no, we practice killing rural people. They practice killing my granddaddy. They practice killing old men on tractors. They know who isn't going to go along with this. There's not many Americans left, I guess. Go wipe out old country people. Bunch of sick traitors, man. I cannot believe we've gotten this low in this country. And, I mean, is there nothing we won't put up with? Secret arrest, warrantless wiretapping, torture, a government running Al-Qaeda. Oh, that's another thing. I want to start impeachment over the Libya and Syria attacks when Congress said don't do it and the president did it. And then impeachment for our government giving weapons to Al-Qaeda. That's the big one. Now, arming Al-Qaeda. Let's go. And look, I don't like to get up here and say 1776 Part 2, states secede to get rid of the federal government and then re-upload it. A novel approach to what's constitutional. I've had constitutional scholars on who agree with my analysis. I told you months ago, people were like, why are you calling for his impeachment now? Why are you calling for 1776? Because they were saying what they were going to do. And then right on time, the enabling crisis comes, and it smells to high heaven. So when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls here today. Specifically on what do you think he should be impeached for? Or do you disagree with me? And there's so many things that are impeachable, I'm thinking of new ones every few minutes. So you call in with what we should call it. I mean, the bill of particulars. The bill of impeachment for Barack Hussein Obama, that's what it's called. Starts in the House. They vote, to then have a trial in the Senate. I mean, it's time to go after Obama. He's their front man, he's their puppet, but he's the usurper. And look, I'm not some macho guy looking for trouble, but I'm not going to be a slave. And I know what's going on. 800-259-9231 on this issue of treason, the executive orders. And they're playing this game of, yeah, I can do an executive order. I can't take everything with an executive order, but I can take some stuff. You can't take anything. The Congress can't even pass a law to take our guns, folks, because it is unalienable. You cannot put a lien on it. Inalienable. The Bill of Rights points out what's already there organically. I am not your slave. You are not getting my guns. And it's not the obsession over the guns. Okay? My guns aren't even locked and loaded except for handguns and stuff for self-defense. It's the bellwether, the canary in the coal mine.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. The new world order.
Well, all of you claimed you'd fight back if they came to confiscate the guns.
The new world order.
Obama thinks you're weak and he thinks you're going to turn them in. Coming to you from the front lines of the info war, and we're trying to keep it an info war. Bloomberg is in the news. Those articles are up at InfoWars.com saying, defy Congress. Just take the guns. The legislature has passed in the Senate a outright assault weapons confiscation. Here's the Biden headline. Joe Biden, White House eyeing 19 executive actions on guns. Executive orders. White House to announce the executive orders tomorrow. They are to include assault weapons ban of magazines that hold more than seven rounds. It's the Chicago gun ban. It's the Illinois gun ban. It's the universal background checks and limits on the number of bullets magazines can hold. And that's retroactive. They're saying you have to come in and register all your guns because you're not allowed now to sell it to your neighbor ever, according to sources familiar with the White House or people working for the White House. Iowa lawmaker calls for retroactive gun ban, house-to-house gun confiscation of all semi-autos. CBS News, New York Assembly Speaker Silver, we are going to ban assault weapons, all semi-autos to be turned in. And the bill has passed the Senate. It's in the legislative session in the House. This is just unprecedented. And it says, you come in and register them, and we can take them on the spot if we want. That's what Cuomo called for 2.5 weeks ago, remember? I mean, they got a plan. We know what it is. And then they'll get most of the guns in this push, then there'll be more mass shootings, and they'll say, that's it, just turn them in. And then they know there'll be resistance. Let me explain what's happening to everybody here, okay? The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. A foreign criminal banking mafia took over the United States with the Federal Reserve with the beachhead in 1913. They used our energy, our power, our taxes to dominate most of the world and set up a world government. It's European banks. That's why we're merging with the EU, basically. Those very same banks funded Lenin to get him into power, to get rid of that national sovereignty the Russians had. That's now been declassified. The same banks put Mao in to kill over 60 million people. Some estimates are 80-plus mil. And to bring in that tyranny, that's a deal. They set up tyrannies all over the world. They put Muslim extremists in Libya and Syria. They're bad. Their fruits are bad. They're really vicious. The people running our government have put real al-Qaeda in with al-Qaeda flags, al-Qaeda brigades, black uniforms with al-Qaeda patches. They are cutting Christians' heads off on camera. The news thinks it's great. They are making fathers suicide bomb or they kill their whole families. They are shooting at passenger airliners and blowing them up. And our media is like, good. Al-Qaeda is good. Back of the newspaper, al-Qaeda is doing a great job attacking Assad, who didn't do anything to anybody. That's how bold and how evil they are. Okay, they think you're so dumb, the people running our country run al-Qaeda. And that's mainstream news. And even Glenn Beck admits that now, but calls me a traitor for saying our government runs al-Qaeda all these years. Why don't I get an apology? This isn't our government. And they have stolen $1.5 quadrillion in fake derivative money, and they've signed us onto it, and it's hundreds of times what we could ever pay back. It's not our debt. Our real debt's about $16 trillion. And they use that to control us and tell us how we're debtors all day, from the most wealthy nation in the world to the biggest debtor nation in the world in 50 years, from the highest test scores to the lowest, from the lowest cancer rate to the highest. We are a cursed, overtaken nation of debt slaves. They're now starting forced inoculations all over the country of school children outside of parental consent, abortions without parental consent. They just do what they want. And it's a felony every time they do it. No one will enforce. No attorney general will go after them. No county attorney. No city attorney. No one will stand up. Now we're starting to see state reps and federal, mainly people in Texas, Kentucky, Wyoming, places like that, places that the television demonizes, places the occupier collaborators demonize. They're starting to say, look, this is going to go 1776. We're going to nullify taking guns. Don't come in the state and do this. Don't do this. Don't. Because everybody knows when they come for the guns, they're super bold, and they're going to drop the hammer on 100 different fronts. The globalists are all going to go to prison. Unless they go for it all. The Chicago Mafia, Emanuel, the D.C. Mafia, the New York Mafia, Bloomberg. They are the government mafia. They are the federal family. That's what Janet calls them in letters. You are the federal family. The federal cancer. The federal family is taking over. The federal family is going to double your power prices. The federal family is going to triple your... They do the same thing in every other country. Okay, they have an IMF World Bank 112-point plan. They're going to implement it, all of it, right down the middle. And when you go bankrupt, they're going to say, we got food stamps for you, we got full steps, we got Social Security. They want you broke. And then they're going to have the conservatives say, make all these people hundreds of millions on welfare work. Now you're going to be in government work brigades. Now you're going to be government security brigades. This is the takeover. This is the collectivization. That's why they're going after farmers. That's why they're going after ranchers. That's why they're going after anybody that's self-sufficient. That's why they outlawed 2 years ago cash and secondhand sales in Louisiana. And they're actually putting people in jail for using cash. That's why they're surveilling us. That's why they're opening the borders. That's why they're getting ready to legalize all the illegal aliens. Because they're going to break this country. And they know you're not going to turn your guns in, and they're going to pick you off one at a time. And they know some of you are going to start fighting back, and you're going to be called terrorist on the news. And as they see patriots getting arrested, as they see police chiefs getting killed that don't play ball, as they see federal troops enter legislatures, they are going to be on the news calling us terrorists and calling Obama Abraham Lincoln Part Two. Texas threatens to arrest any feds who try enforcing new gun regs. White House readies 19 executive orders. Obama to surround himself with children to announce the new gun controls. See, it's for the children while he kills kids with the drones. Click on that top article. It's also up at InfoWars.com. WOAI TV and radio. Texas proposal. Jail any federal officials trying to enforce new gun restrictions in the state. And what did the feds say last year when the House voted unanimously to not let the TSA grab our genitals and enforce already laws on the books? They said, we'll have an armed F-16 blockade, and we will shoot down aircraft entering or flying out of your state. Bring it! Come on, Obama! You already got Al-Qaeda shooting down airlines in Europe, or threatening to, and shooting them down in Middle East. Go ahead! Go do it, you scum! You un-American usurper, you filth! We put that article back up there? I mean, it's on. A Texas lawmaker says, I want him on right now, guys, call him. A Texas lawmaker says, everybody, it's going to be impossible in an hour. Everybody call that number right now. Get him on. A Texas lawmaker says he plans to file the Firearms Protection Act, which would make any federal laws that may be passed, oh yeah, we reported on this yesterday, by Congress or imposed by presidential order, which would ban or restrict ownership of semi-automatic firearms or to limit the size of the gun magazines illegal in the state, WOAI 1200 reports. Republican Representative Steve Toth, good for him, says his measure also calls for felony charges to be filed against any federal official, how about servant, who tries to enforce the rule in the state. If a federal official comes to the state of Texas to enforce the federal executive order, they already have all the states and counties not arresting illegal aliens, and that's constitutional. Why can't we do this? See? If a federal official comes into the state of Texas to enforce the federal executive order, that person is subject to criminal prosecution. Toth told 1200 WOAI Joe Pags. I listen to Joe Pags on in the morning. I heard Joe Pags say it's okay to pay off the police when they want payoffs last week. I couldn't believe it. Let's go back to that. Let's just go back to that article. Thank you. Toth told 1200 WOAI's Joe Pags. He says his bill would make attempting to enforce a federal gun ban in Texas punishable by a $50,000 fine to 5 years in prison. Toth says he will file the measure after speaking with the state Republican Attorney General Greg Abbott, who has already vowed to fight any federal measures which call for restrictions on weapons possession. Toth concedes that he would welcome a legal fight over his proposals. At some point, there needs to be a showdown between the state and the federal government over the Supremacy Clause, he said. Darn right, I want Toth on. You know what Toth means in, what is it, Hungarian? It means death. So that's death to gun control right there. Dr. Death for the gun bill. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, we need to deal with this. Tell you, I got a new favorite person, this state rep. I want him on. I want him on. I want him on. We got to get on the offensive now. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Obama's going to be surrounded by little kids, but we have to protect them. Yeah, how about from government tyranny? How about from all the kids you've been drone attacking? Oh, it's for the kids. I mean, how manipulative. How evil. We need to have counter demonstrations and counter press conferences with children and say the federal government took guns out of schools and then the media advertised it as shooting zones. The blood's on your hands. The blood's on your hands. Man, I'm so glad I got in the face of Piers Morgan. I'm so glad I raised the Paul Revere alarm. I'm so glad. That's what's going to beat them is getting hardcore, not backing off to this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. They're coming. They're coming. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. Now they're here. Told you I heard the drums. Now they're here. They are coming. They are coming. Your call straight ahead. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Spread the word. Everybody tune in now. Key Intel coming up. And I'm calling for the impeachment. I'm writing the bill of impeachment.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Phone calls as promised, and Paul Watson and I during the breaks are working on a bill of impeachment for Obama so people can take our research and get it into official documents. And that is the point of this. bill of impeachment of Obama for sedition and treason against the Republic of the United States of America. Boom, that's your headline. And then you take the Declaration of Independence and you basically rewrite it at the top. It's the same thing. Whereas we've seen a long train of abuses against the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, a president who's used his office to turn us over to NATO and UN control, that has publicly told Congress that the UN gives him orders and not the Congress, who has openly been fomenting and working with media, including foreign media, to overthrow our Second Amendment. And then you just break down the fact that it is an absolute imperative for Congress not to have all of their just powers completely usurped. That Obama has signed secret directives on cybersecurity and blocked Congress from seeing it when it is their right and their duty. I mean, I've listed a whole laundry list of this, but it's two or three paragraphs written like the Declaration of Independence. You can read Clinton's bill of impeachment. It just states what he's done. That Obama lied to Congress and lied to the people saying he didn't want the NDAA passed when he had written it. And then said he wouldn't sign it and then did. Lying. That's the president lying to Congress. He wrote letters to Congress saying don't pass this when behind the scenes he'd written letters saying pass it. That's lying. That's perjury. Violating his oath of office on so many fronts, shutting down power plants, implementing Kyoto protocols, even though Congress 3 years ago did not pass the Kyoto greenhouse gas legislation. I mean, it's incredible. Giving selective waivers to thousands of companies that are donors to where they're not under Obamacare. I mean, the list goes on and on here. I know Watson's listening right now. He's codifying it all, and I'll work with him more when the show's over. But we're going to get this out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it is absolutely essential that you get this bill of impeachment. Because that's how impeachment works. It goes through the House for a vote, and you have a trial in the Senate. And if there was any justice in this world, Obama would be impeached. We're going to list Fast and Furious and the lying to Congress about that. I mean, look. He's getting away with everything. And they're going to go for broke. And then finally, we need to state in the Declaration that we know that the criminals are moving, the usurpers, the occupiers for these corporate foreign banks are doing this because they think they can win. They think they've got enough dirt and enough blackmail and enough everything that they can get this through. And even if they can't, it gets us used to the idea of a dictator. And whereas members of the Senate have pointed out that he's becoming a king, that's right. And we kicked a king out of here in 1776. We've got to do it again. And whereas Obama is trying to block arming the schools so they can protect themselves, and trying to bar the public from their ancient common right, common law right to self-defense, he must be removed. And again, people say, well, Obama's a puppet. Yes, they've all been puppets for a long time, but this guy is the head puppet, and he's the titular head of this treason. He's moving at warp speed. And Mitt Romney supported banning guns as well. I warned you folks that the fix was in either way you slice it. And if you think you're just going to turn your guns in and this is all going to stop, you're gravely mistaken. There will be people that resist this. And if there isn't, they will manufacture it to call them terrorists to start the Great Purge. Homeland Security is a Soviet-style NKVD. Okay, that's what it is. That's why they popularized torture. By the way, he got Cleese to be impeached for Benghazi, lying about that, saying he didn't know. Turned out they did know. Add that to the bill of impeachment. Missiles being sent to Al-Qaeda with the Turkish ambassador, add it to the impeachment, all of it. Your crime's out in the open. Don't you wrap a bunch of kids up there around you on the stage and say, I'm coming for your guns. Here's my executive order to see if you can get away with this. Don't you do it. They want world government. These foreign banks want unified 80% worldwide taxes. They can't stand the mafia in Chicago and New York that people are running down to places like Texas and other areas that have lower taxes and more freedom. They want a worldwide mafia where they're armed, you're not, and they can do whatever they want to you. Well, I got news, thugs. You're going to lose. You've miscalculated. The sleeping giant is awakening. 10 million guns are getting sold a month.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
The heart!
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud of Texas. We're not perfect, but you notice we're national news everywhere. Texas has the bill to arrest feds down here trying to take our guns. Texas tried to get the bill passed, got killed by Perry at the top, unanimously in the House, passed it to arrest the TSA. Texas just introduced the legislation, and our state representatives calling for the impeachment of Barack Obama for high crimes and misdemeanors. It's happening. And I come to you from the capital of Texas, Austin. I come to you from the heart of the resistance. We are here. We are standing to the end. This is only the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is only the beginning. And again, if we give the guns up, it's over. If you give the guns up, they're going to take everything. They will steal everything. They will shut the economy down. That is the Agenda 21 plan. These are hardcore criminals in government. And I know a lot of congressmen and women listen to this show in Tennessee and Virginia, you name it. I know. I've talked to them off air. I've had them on as guests, a lot of them. And they know. They privately completely agree with me. Well, it's now time to go public. Time to get up there on the floor of the House and go, you are a crook, Obama. Okay, we either get in their face hardcore right now, or they're going to bring in tyranny, martial law. They're going to hunt us down. They are going to one by one come after us. And then if we resist to defend ourselves, we're going to be called terrorists. We have got to hit them while we still have the internet and we still have talk radio with everything we've got and stop playing Mr. Nicey Pants. Paul Revere rode through saying, to arms, the Redcoats are coming. All I did was go on CNN and say, you're on notice. You know this is going to start 1776, part two, if you try this. You Redcoat? He's a Redcoat! A guy fleeing justice in England. I mean, give me a pirate. I'm here where my family's been for 300 plus years in the United States. I'm here in Texas where we've been since 1830 or even before. I'm here. I'm here. I'm in a corner. I've got a right to self-defense. I'm not your slave. I declare that natural right before God in the universe. And it's time you declare it as well. By the way, the Bundesbank's pulling their gold out of the U.S. How many countries? It's more than 20 countries in the last year, since early 2012, that have pulled their gold out of the U.S. That article's up at Infowars.com. German Bundesbank to repatriate gold from New York Fed. Trust in central banks by other central banks is ending. That's a mainstream media headline by the New York Fed. The trust is over. That's why they want the guns. These people are crooks. They should all be in jail like Bernie Madoff. You put Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff in jail. You put all these banksters, these Federal Reserve top board members, a lot of their own board members have been saying it's tyranny. Even board members have been saying what's happening is wrong because they realize they're going to bring the whole thing down. You know, they've had the Dallas Fed head, the Kansas City Fed head, and others come out and say what the Fed's doing is criminal. Their own people are saying it's criminal publicly because it's criminal. And listen, I'm not asking. I'm commanding police and military as a sovereign citizen. I'm just like you have citizen's arrest. I'm giving you a citizen's order to another citizen. You know why I give you that order? You swore before God and man to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and our Constitution is in shreds right now, and they're trying to burn what's left of it. And if you won't hit the streets right now aggressively, I don't care what you've got to do. I'm thinking about putting bullhorns on the top of my car and driving around at 2 a.m. in neighborhoods bullhorning. And when the cops pull up with their lights on and jump out and freak out, I'm going to go, what am I supposed to do? I'm just Paul Revere driving through the night saying, you're in danger. Our government's been taken over by foreign powers. And see, that's a psyop of truth. People only pay attention because they've never been warned in their sleep. I'm serious. I may put bullhorns on my truck tonight and drive around announcing to people that the Redcoats are coming. Not saying to arms, to info arms. Because people will wake up. See, they're in a comfort zone. They've got a normalcy bias. They've got a Stockholm syndrome, a learned helplessness to put up with anything. I wouldn't ask you to do that. I am intending soon to start doing midnight rides. I'm going to start driving through neighborhoods, and if the cops arrest me, so be it. Because I'm going to start telling people, get up. When they come out, I'm going to get out of the bullhorn at night and say, Paul Revere rode to warn you what was happening. Our country's been taken over by foreign banks. They're like, what are you doing, crazy man? I'm crazy. You think you're going to be free watching ESPN all day? You think you're going to be free not knowing about politics and not being involved? No, you're going to be overrun and made a slave if you don't defend your freedom. Thomas Jefferson. That's how domesticated and sick the public is, that they see it weird when you hang a banner hang on the highway about tyranny or when you call into radio and get upset. I was on the Young Turks on Al Gore's Foreign Owned TV thing last night, and they're going, you need mental help. You know, you need to go, yeah, I need mental help, don't I? I need mental help because I know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. The top friend of the royal family, it's now being confirmed, doing satanic rituals with little kids. And it's not even a news item that why was this guy given total access to the royal family? And it just confirms everything I already know. These are a bunch of child molesting devil worshippers that run the New World Order. They're evil. And people are like, that sounds crazy, really, then you don't know history. Have you studied any historical groups? Scum always gets in control. That's why our forebears were this multi-thousand-year leap forward, pointing out the evil and corruption of humankind, especially at the top, and systems to tie that down and control it. And now those final bulwarks are under absolute Alamo-level assault right now. I mean, this is it, okay? This is a full-on assault. I know we've got eugenicist criminals running things. I've read countless books. They wrote how they're poisoning our food and water. They think you're so dumb. They write confessions how they're killing us. And they know using psychology how to hide it in plain view. Every cop, every military person, I command you to follow your oath and to speak out and to resist this tyranny. I command you who have taken oaths to protect and defend to speak out about what's happening. I command the union heads, the politicians, all of the people that aren't pure evil, you better decide what side you're on right now. And I command you, in the name of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, not just the military and the police, but the public who has sat there on your hind ends, I command you, if you claim you're good and you serve justice, I command you, in the name of the Republic, to activate now and to stand up and to get in a posture of total resistance. But you think I came out and called for a second American Revolution a few months ago because I was playing games? I know what's happening. I know what's going on. I know what's happening. Listen, if we just had regular old corrupt groups in who were really misguided and all this stuff, I would not be this freaked out. Because I would say politically we can fix it down the road. You're not going to fix any of this. The pendulum isn't going to swing back. The pendulum already swung back. They know you hate them. They know you don't trust them. They didn't really elect Obama. It's all a fraud. And they're coming for everybody. They want a hot takeover. And if you don't know what a hot takeover is, look at what the Soviets did in the Ukraine and Czechoslovakia. Look at what Hitler did in Poland. If you don't know what a hot takeover is, it means absolute war, guaranteed. And the globalists want the police to be killed. That's part of the plan. Then they'll bring their scum in as the second wave. Let me tell you, I can see it in their eyes. The globalists are excited now. They're engaged. They're confident. And you know why they're confident? They've been on the defensive. They're confident now because they're going operational. They've already jumped out of the back of the plane, folks. They're already coming in. They already pulled the trigger. It's on. It's on. It is on. It is on. It is on. False flags, all of it. It is on. It is on. It is on. You understand? These people put in the newspaper, they run Al-Qaeda. And they saw the public suck their thumb. They went, okay, we're going to take your guns now. We're going to give your kids shots without telling you. We're going to take your 12-year-old, give them an abortion without telling you. We'll raise your taxes. They're already saying they're going to raise the taxes again. They're already raising the payroll taxes on the entire population that works. Man, they're sick. Let's go to the calls. Michelle, that's Michael in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, Alex. First of all, I want to say a couple of things about your appearances on some mainstream media lately. And number one is I cannot believe what a slimeball coward that Piers Morgan is to drag out the victim's families to hide behind to throw rocks at you from. What an act of absolute cowardice, betraying their very nature. Next thing I want to say about it is you have no idea still yet just what effect you are having with your anger on the mainstream media. It is awakening an anger that's been there the whole time. You are rousing people, giving them the permission themselves to get angry, and it's going to unleash the reaction and the response needed at this time.
Well, you know, I just said, God, whatever you want me to do on the air, do it. And I just got mad at that guy, and that's what I did. And it's up to you guys what happens out of all this. I mean, I am right up on the tip of the spear. I need everybody's prayers, but whatever happens, I'm not in fear. I'm only in fear that I won't work hard enough, I won't do a good enough job. We've got to get America out of the trance. America is in a ninnying trance. The average American would come out and shoot Paul Revere today. Okay, we've got to get out of this trance, this learned helplessness. God bless you, Michael. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Kansas. Mark in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking the call. Just want to first off say that my family prays for your family every day, and we appreciate everything you do. The local prestitute media broke a story today that Walmart is offering to employ any veteran that wants a job here on the local media. And I just want to call attention to that. I hope that our veterans don't fall for this McDonald's trinket in the Happy Meal bauble that they're going to hang out there in front of them and fall for that crap.
Walmart shouldn't have sold the slave goods all these years and been used to deindustrialize our country, and Walmart shouldn't have promoted NAFTA and GATT. But no, yeah, exactly. After they've domesticated you now, and we're down here in the pit, kind of like telling us rub the lotion on our skin. They just want a good skin when they skin us.
What better way to surveil and keep a thumb on our veterans than to try and bring them into the fold for 29 hours a week so that they don't have to pay the Obama care tax on them anyway. That being said, you know, I hope our military and our veterans understand what that's all about. The other thing is I just implore that your listeners do anything that they can with their state legislatures to try and get them to abolish these.
Everyone should be driving to their state house now, whether it's in session or not, and running up and down the halls, getting in everybody's faces. Everybody should be doing banner hangs. Everyone should be spending hours a day fighting, okay? I mean, and again, just get aggressive, get the buzz going, wake up America, and just keep pointing out, criminals run Washington. They're not misguided liberals. These are horrible authoritarian mafia thugs.
Yeah, please, you know, the listeners need to understand, we are financing our own enslavement. And just one thought in getting off the air, when we can no longer feed the beast is going to feed on us, and we're almost there.
Nope, that's how it always works. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's where it always goes to forced labor camps, because the parasites always destroy everything, and then finally just say, okay, you're going to work in a forced labor camp for me. And then there's never even goods there, so they always invade the next country to loot them. I mean, this is what we have been overrun by, absolute criminals. God bless you. Yeah, I was looking at impeachment reasons in the Constitution. We're going to add to the article that Paul Watson and I are putting together. Impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors. Perjury of oath. Swear to uphold the Constitution, authorized for war. I mean, boom, right there. Said that the UN and NATO runs it, not Congress. Second Amendment, NATO. Birth certificate issues, NDAA. Abuse of authority, Second Amendment, Libya, Fast and Furious, TSA. Fourth Amendment, NDAA hoax. EPA versus Cole, lying to Congress, abuse of executive orders to circumvent Congress and bragging about it to the press. Missiles to Al-Qaeda, Libya, Syria. Bribery. I mean, what do you call it when he gives waivers to companies that give him campaign donations? Intimidations, Valerie Jarrett. Misuse of assets. The vacations, the selective waivers for EPA versus Cole, failures to supervise, Fast and Furious. So you don't even have to be consciously doing it. Just dereliction of duty. Get out of here, you scum. Okay, you got caught lying to Congress about Fast and Furious. How about you killed all those people in Mexico and the U.S.? You're impeached for that, along with your stinking attorney general. Fast and Furious, lying about Benghazi, missiles to Al-Qaeda, lying about radiation dangers in the wake of Fukushima. And the 48 leaking nuclear power plants. Dereliction of duty goes on. Conduct unbecoming, and we go through a big list of those. Refusal to obey a lawful order. authorization for war. Congress sent him a letter, said, you can't do this. He still did it. Said, I don't need you. He was belligerent to Congress. Oh, man. Man, they're planning something big. They're coming after the guns. I can just see when they blow up some buildings and then pose as saviors. It's going to be so sick. The public's so soft, too. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Brother Alex.
Good. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Alex, I've got what I think are two of the most important points that could be made at this point in time. And number one is simply that Joyce Riley is having an expose of all of the gross inconsistencies of the Sandy Hook shooting, including the big red circle around Sandy Hook on the map in the Batman movie. Today or tomorrow, I thought maybe you'd have her on and she could go over things with you.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. You know, we've done some exposés of that. We pretty much broke the Batman information before it happened. We said Batman's a trigger movie. And it's, you know, the media is like, why are they pointing at Batman now? Like we just randomly went and looked in Batman and found Sandy Hook. Bane mailed out, the movie producers had Bane mail out to hundreds of different media groups a map of targets, and one of them Sandy Hook. And then the other movie before it had a bunch of triggers in it, so I hear you. Look, I just haven't gone there because the general public doesn't understand why they do this stuff. It's too esoteric. Obviously, there were other shooters. Obviously, the Batman shooting. Again, that happened with the Batman film. Again, it's Batman in Colorado. He was under government funding.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back. leader, Rahm Emanuel, our king, he says, we don't need the people to be involved in the debate. You're just scum. The police are God, and they'll decide to take the guns. Here is the Chicago Don, Rahm Emanuel, Israeli officer. Here he is.
One, it's all about criminal access.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about gun control. It's about criminal access to guns. That changes the debate. Two, put the police chief and the law enforcement community front and center. Everybody else, from politician to whatever, take a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police chiefs have a credibility and authority and a voice on this, which is why they're all for there. I do believe, as it relates to both the type of weapon being an assault weapon in this case, or the assault magazine, as Mike has, I think, strenuously focused us on message on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference between, and I would, between a magazine that holds 10 and a magazine that holds 20 or 30 is a lot of different type of damage that's
yeah.
done. And those are the three things I do think...
All right, folks, so there you go. The government has credibility. You, the police do. Even elected representatives, you take a back seat. Pandering to the police. These police chiefs are all basically federal minions. Almost all the big ones are. Just amazing that we've gotten to this point in this country. And it's going to get bad. But the offshore banks, they want a civil war. That's part of the plan. It's not that they don't care if you die. They want you to die in a war with the American people. It's essential to call Congress, to call your state reps, but to travel there physically. It is essential to print off news articles from Infowars.com and to physically bring them to the local radio station, the local TV station. It is essential when these articles of impeachment, this bill of impeachment, but it will be articles of impeachment. That's what we'll call it. That's the proper term. Go everywhere. It'll be up the next hour or so at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's essential. Let's go ahead and go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Thanks for having me, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too good, man. They wouldn't be doing this if they're not planning something else. They're going to probably shoot up some more schools and probably blow up some federal buildings to make themselves look like heroes.
That's true. Hey, I'm a professional dog trainer here out of Dallas, Texas, and I was in the middle of one of my sessions the other day, and there was a lady, one of my clients, she had a problem with her dog jumping on the couch, and that's a very simple thing to solve. And she kept telling me, she yelled at the dog, she tried to get treats to reel the dog off into the floor, and I just simply went up to the dog and did a little and just gave him a little poke, and he got off the couch. He never got back on the couch again, and she was amazed at how quickly I trained her dog. And I
realized, that's it. These criminals are running wild. They're trying to intimidate us with all the weapons and stuff that we paid for, and they need to be put in line.
Here's my point, Alex. This topic about our guns and the Second Amendment is not up for debate. The dog on the couch, we don't have a debate with the dog. We don't ask him to get off the couch. We are here to tell the government, do not take our guns. It's our Second Amendment. It's in law. It's in stone. We know our rights. It's not up to you. We don't belong to you. You belong to us. We pay our taxes for your salary. You got that?
I agree. Everybody should call Obama and call all their media publications and get aggressive with them. Say, look, you gangster scum. You're not going to run a New York operation here. You got that?
That's on your station. We don't need to call them. They're listening to this right now. Better believe it.
It's important to put it into action. Listen, if you're not an approved little protest group, they arrest you trying to hold a sign in front of the White House. They want to turn America into North Korea. And I want to tell everybody something. They're already shutting the economy off. They're already going to shut your power off and increase the power prices. They're already going to... Listen, they just want the guns because they want to get a physical fight going with us. The New World Order has occupied America. The federal government is overrun and captured. Red alert.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.